morning, we're getting Chayyadim, we have a Shabbos, a Klal Beis, we're learning Siman Gimel. And so the Chayyadim introduced this idea that a person cannot put up food before Shabbos unless it's going to be usable by the time the meal comes without the person's intervention. Now there is a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What is the definition of usable? Shulchan Aruch says it means that it has to be fully cooked. That a person would be comfortable serving this for guests. It's very usable. It's a fully cooked item. Anything less than that, we are concerned that the person might be tempted to try and hasten the bishul by stirring up the coals. However, the Ramah paskens that as long as it's edible, so a person, if it's not edible at all, so people are going to be, he needs it for the meal, so he's going to be, forget that it's Shabbos, possibly, chas v'sholem, and stir up the coals, and try and make sure that it gets cooked. But if it's reached the stage where it's usable, the need is not as intense. It would be nice to have it fully cooked, but it's usable as is. So therefore, the concern the person might forget that it's Shabbos and come to stir the coals is less, and Chazal did not make a gzeira. So the definition of fully cooked in regards to bread, he says, L'chein also l'hadik pas b'taner, a person wants to put bread into the oven, alim kein yikrimu paneha, that is going to develop a crust. That's the language of the Gemara, but the Chayyadim translates that into if it reaches the stage before Shabbos starts that it is cooked enough that if you break the piece of bread open, you break the loaf open, it wouldn't be doughy, it wouldn't be stringy, the dough wouldn't be string out. So it's baked a decent amount, it's not perfect, it's not fully baked, but since it can reach that stage before Shabbos starts, then it's usable as is, the people will not be tempted to the need to try and hasten the bishul is less, and the concern that a person might come to forget at Shabbos and stir up the coals is less, to the point that we're not worried about it. So a person wants to put in bread in before Shabbos, challah in before Shabbos, to bake, to use for the suda. As long as it will reach the stage of krimas panim, that the outside has crusted, which means that the inside is baked enough that it's not going to be doughy to the point that the dough would be stringy when you pull it apart, that's permitted. V'chein pastita, or fladen, a person puts in some type of a knish. Knish yikrim panel, yisbal shema shabasecha, kadim Shabbos. So over there, there's an issue of you have to dress the dough, it has to be baked enough, and the food has to be baked enough as well. Now, when we say Kadim B'nei Shmoshes, excuse me, we could say Kadim Shabbos, before Shabbos, we need to define our terms. There are potentially three different times that we have to look at. One is when the person is being Mekabel Shabbos. In the case of a person making early Shabbos, so a person being Mekabel Shabbos is the time that we have to look at. It has to be done before the person is Mekabel Shabbos. There is beginning of B'nei Shmoshes, which for argument's sake, for Ashkenaz, for the way Mishmar Paskins, means when the sun sets. And then there's definitely nightfall, when it's definitely Shabbos, which reached the stage of definitely going to be at nighttime. So which Zman are we looking at? So the Chayyadim says we're looking at Hanukkah Ben Hashmoshes. We're not looking at the first time Kabbalah Shabbos, we're looking at the second time is when Ben Hashmoshes starts, the way the Mishmar understands it. We're machmer, because of the concern of Shabbos, we're machmer to assume Ben Hashmoshes starts as soon as the sun sets. So it has to reach this stage of that it's edible enough that it's usable before the sun sets, before Ben Hashmoshes starts. So arguably, a person is making early Shabbos, and he's being makabel Shabbos an hour before Shabbos. So he puts the bread in right to cook, to bake the dish to bake in right before he's Mekabel Shabbos. He or she is Mekabel Shabbos. By the time sunset comes, an hour later, it's definitely going to be cooked enough to not be a concern. Since the main point is Ben Hashmashas, even though it will not be Karan Paneha before Shabbos, before Kabbalah Shabbos, that's acceptable. Then he says, but this issue really needs to be clarified more, and we'll talk about that, Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.